Kimberly, Kimberly, last name Byrd, Byrd. This is a 61-year-old woman with history of myelodysplastic syndrome, anxiety, thrombocytopenia, type 2 diabetes, essential hypertension, unilateral primary osteoarthritis, and cellulitis. Patient currently has a KPS score of 20%. Period. Patient is being admitted to the hospital for end-of-life care. She has a few wounds, left upper extremity, left hand, with drainage. Patient has lost tremendous amount of weight, is eating very little. Patient's history is as follow. Patient recently, she was recently hospitalized. Patient recently hospitalized with tachycardia, hypotension, and sepsis secondary to a large necrotic wound. Patient is in a semi-comatose state, requires around-the-clock pain medication, as well as Xanax for anxiety. Period. Patient appears ill, severe weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition. Noted. Let's see. Most recent blood work, patient had an H&H of 9 and 27, which is contributing to her severe weakness. Patient had upper extremity CT done due to the wound present. Was consistent with anterior subcutaneous left upper arm, 13.5 centimeter wound. Moderate subcutaneous edema throughout the glenohumeral and acromicroclavicular joints, period. This was deemed to be unstageable, and patient in her current condition, she will never be able to heal this wound. Subsequently, the patient has been admitted to hospice for supported care. Patient definitely has less than 6 months to live at this time and is very much hospice appropriate. Thank you.